Today on Experts, Jeff Chackle is in with Chackle Law. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for being here today. What an interesting topic you've got today. Social media and the workplace and employees and bosses who maybe fire an employee. What is going on with this?
Well, this has become a big issue and a real hot topic for employers right now because oftentimes employees will say negative things about them or their company online, say it through social media accounts like Facebook, Twitter, and so forth. And the employers don't know what to do. They don't know how to respond. Oftentimes, and in the past, frankly, 5 years or so, they've typically just fired them for making those comments without really thinking it through and thinking through the implications of whether or not you can actually do that or not.
So people are going to vent. I mean, it's human nature. They always have. They always will.
Right.
Is that legal and okay to vent about your employer?
It depends on what is said. And it depends on who it is said to. It also depends upon the intent of the employee and when saying it. So let me give you, there's a really super fact sensitive situation. So there's no real bright line. But generally speaking, if an employee is complaining about work conditions, wage practices, things like that, having to do with the terms and conditions of their employment, you can't fire them for making those statements through Facebook.
Okay, so it's just as protected as if my boss changed my shift on me at the last minute. I had to come into work. I had plans. I didn't want to. And I'm bad-mouthing my boss to a friend of mine or maybe a fellow employee. But now I've got this worldwide audience.
Right. You do have that worldwide audience. But if you're complaining about your boss just because you don't like of a specific decision that they made regarding maybe your shift or something to that effect, that may not be protected. It all depends upon what is said. Now, the terms and conditions of employment can be wages, typically work conditions, like if you're forced to work overtime and you're not properly compensated for it, or if you're complaining about your wages, or if you're using Facebook or some other social media site in an attempt to get others to help confront the employer. That's all protected. That would be protected. But if you're just making a brash statement about your boss, you don't like something they said to you, or if you're just complaining without really any purpose to try and change the terms and conditions of employment, you can potentially fire that employee, but it's very fact sensitive. You got to make sure that before that decision is made that you've frankly talked to a lawyer or done a really good investigation into what's going on.
Okay, so is this stuff that's all protected under the First Amendment?
Well, it's not so much a First Amendment issue as it is a workplace issue that the federal law is designed to really encourage and allow employees to address workplace conditions and wages, things like that, and then take that to the employer in an effort to get it changed. So there is a First Amendment element to it, but it is really more of a employee protection issue. And so the law has developed from there into and adapted recently, really, with the advent of Facebook and Twitter and so forth, where employers, frankly, can't require employees to provide access to their social media accounts. You can't get passwords or force an employee to provide access to their Facebook or Twitter accounts while you're sitting there with them in order to get them to change something negative that they said about the company. So it's kind of a hands-off approach. And the best thing for employers to do when negative comments are made is to look at the full context of the statement. And then hopefully they'll have someone that's trained in this area on their HR staff, and if not, talk to a lawyer about whether the statement that was made qualifies for discipline or termination. Once the employer steps into any sort of adverse employment action, they run the risk of it being essentially illegal and a violation of the employee's rights.
It sounds like a minefield.
It is. It is terribly complicated, very fact sensitive, but it causes a lot of headaches for employers precisely because it is so prevalent. And it can be, the statements made can be so negative and damaging because they're seen by everyone, their clients, customers, co-employees, colleagues. So it causes a lot of frankly, heartburn and heartache for supervisors.
People do this all the time, though, it seems. You know, they complain about the boss or their job or something.
Right. They do. And it can be very harmful. But the best thing for employers to do is not to make a quick, knee-jerk decision.
Okay.
They can get into a lot of trouble if they just decide to fire someone because they got offended.
So step back, take a look and get some advice.
Right. And next time we'll talk about some policies and ways employers can address this issue so that it harmonizes kind of with their HR culture and then allows them to prevent these things going forward, or at least to manage them in a way that's less harmful than currently.
Great topic, Jeff. And if you've got questions about this, you can get a hold of Jeff through Jeff, that's G-E-O-F-F, at ChackleLaw.com, C-H-A-C-K-E-L-L-A-W.com. Jeff, thanks.
Thank you.